the things that you say. Just what is wrong with you anyway? You're lucky if you have family or friends by the time that they get to the end, cause you're unfucking relatable. For that, there's no relief. Unfucking relatable. Beyond fucking belief.
Hello. My name is David, and I am unfucking relatable. Mm-hmm. And this is a series of not necessarily related stories about not being able to relate. I'm going to hold off on introducing this week's panel, and you'll understand why afterwards. What? Hey. Stop talking. I can't. You're just going to be the person who's
But I didn't know I couldn't react just because you didn't want to tell people who I was.
Fine. You are no one.
Okay.
Who was talking?
Okay.
Have you ever had a significant other invite someone over that you just didn't want to deal with?
Mm-hmm. No.
Everyone has. This is, for all intents and purposes, part of the job description of being in a relationship. You don't like their friends and they pretend to tolerate yours, or vice versa. This is a new variation on that old theme. But first, the unnecessarily long preamble.
I love this.
Debbie, who has been mentioned on the show before, was staying at a friend's place during our whirlwind summer together. This friend was a pizza delivery guy that I called Nancy Boy because he worked for Nancy's Pizzeria.
I remember.
Debbie and I got plenty of amusement miles out of this. She knew that I was suspicious of this guy, so she would just join in on the Nancy Boy name-calling to placate me. As it turned out, I had good reason to be suspicious, as they ended up running off together as the season changed. I wonder what names they called me behind my back. Even before that, I was admittedly easily jealous. Debbie was beautiful, and she knew it, though she hated that word for some reason that I never quite sussed out. She dressed fairly provocatively, including a dress she got that I thought was a toilet seat cover. I mean, she was short, but still. We were on a car share program, meaning I had a car but had a suspended license. She had a license but no car, so she drove me to work and would use the car for who the hell knows. She was trying to make money but was finding traditional jobs hard to get. Having to accommodate my work schedule was a regular excuse. And what was meant one of many Debbie's bad ideas and actions made to purposely irk me, she even worked at the now-defunct Crazy Rock Club. That's exactly what it sounds like. But don't get the wrong idea. She was an exotic dancer. Her words. She even wanted me to work with her as her personal security detail. I told Debbie that she would never make any money because no one would ever get near her. I don't know what kind of cuckold her ex was, but I was not the willing kind. This is not something I was going to support emotionally or even be compensated for financially. Thinking about it now, honestly, I have severe doubt that she ever worked in that place. A lie to cover up something worse. And I really don't want to know what she thought was a lesser evil than that. She could pretty much get me to do some ridiculous shit, though. We got a cat, even though I was real allergic. His name was Gizmo. Jizz for short.
Okay.
Yep. We were young and stupid and should have known not to get any animal from Petland. It ended up having cancer, which I paid tons of money for. It's the reason I don't use checks anymore, because all I can see is animal hospital when I look at a checkbook. There was another time when we were watching TV and a commercial came on for a tattoo parlor. I mentioned that I always wanted a tattoo. De plane. She was gung-ho on the idea since she already had a couple. I couldn't figure out what to get, but felt immense pressure to get one all of a sudden. All the designs in the shop were way too flowery, and I wanted something a little more raw. I ended up drawing a crude design, as I'm not an artist. Any design I was going to come up with was going to be crude. As kind of lame as it is now, it beats the alternative. What I have is an outline that can be turned into some kind of dagger or star or something. Debbie's suggestion was the one and only time I ever said no to her, which was when she suggested that I get her name tattooed on my arm.
Whew.
The only thing I could do with that was add little in front of it. But her real name isn't even Debbie. The only realistic I could do with her real name is throw a word that rhymes with peach after it. But the mileage on that only goes as far as your appreciation of live-action Mickey Spillane adaptations. A very deep reference that I will leave you to go find, figure out on your own. Not even the worst of Debbie's ideas started out great. actually, most of her suggestions start out fantastic. Co-ed concurrent showers, tattoo, or in this case, watching porn. Nancy Boy was gone for the day, so we had our location. I was 20 years old, a fledgling bookstore assistant manager, and lived with my grandparents in a house with thin walls. So even if they were hard of hearing, my grandmother could not stand Debbie, probably even more than Debbie's mom couldn't stand me from our whole one interaction. Turns out they were both right. This whole idea was exciting to a young guy. Being in love with a beautiful woman who was into porn pretty much guarantees some kind of adventurous shit that I undoubtedly would not have been prepared for, not that I would be now either. If memory serves, we had gone to Family Video and each picked one out. I purposely did not pick out anything featuring giant-breasted women because, beautiful as she was, Debbie was not, as I would later so eloquently and mistakenly put it to someone else, full-figured. She was small and petite, and I didn't want to make her feel inadequate in any way. Besides, I was the inadequate one. No need to upset the delicate ecosystem. Videos picked out, we go back to the apartment, and my phone rings. It's a friend of mine, asking if I wanted to do something, hang out, or whatever. I told him that I was occupied for at least the afternoon, and that I'd probably call him later. After I get off the phone, Debbie asks who it is. I tell her, and she says that I should have invited him over. I had what I can only describe as an undiagnosed stroke. I think I felt my brains ooze out of my nose, as this is absolutely anathema to how I'm hoping this whole thing is going to go. At first I refused, but as what happened with just about everything, I figured it was better to just appease her and hope that my friend, in observation of obvious social cues, which I can hardly blame him now for not reacting to, because God knows I do
obvious
not.
Obvious social cues.
And knowledge of the nature of my feelings and, one would hope, wishes, would just say no. Talking on the phone holds some of the same pitfalls of communication as email or text messages. You can't see the person vehemently waving his arms no, as if denoting an incomplete pass of what would have been a game-winning touchdown in the Super Bowl. What you can get that is absent in email and text is voice inflection.
Yay!
I even strongly implied that he didn't have to if he didn't want to. After all, why would he want to?
Maybe he just likes to make shit weird.
So naturally, after all of my efforts, I hear, sure. For fuck's sake. That he would jump at this chance was completely unfathomable to me. What would follow was an awkward afternoon utterly devoid of eroticism. I visited sexier burn wards.
Oh, you spend time in burn wards? That's weird. Is that like episode 7?
Wait for it.
I've managed to blur the actual event itself in my memory, as if I attempted to record over it with recollections of particularly remarkable dumps I've taken. Like Bill Levy, referee in Super Bowl 40, this friend robbed me of my equivalent of a world championship celebration. My ticker tape parade reduced to a quadriplegic with a party popper. Let's see what this man has to say for himself. Welcome to the show, Hector, and your wife, Amanda.
Speaking of someone that can't read social cues, my husband.
Oh, I get two introductions.
I like remember that. Hector has been on previous episodes, and I like that we finally addressed that.
I've been on a previous episode.
He is as unfucking relatable as Dave.
And, you know, while the first episode you get sort of wrongfully chastised
for cock blocking.
Wait a minute, I got chastised?
Wow, sort of. I mean, yeah, I sort of blame you, but obviously I know that you're not to blame. This is all you.
I don't blame you for blaming me for that.
I don't know if I've ever really asked this, however many years later this is. A lot, I will say that.
It's been almost, like two it's been decades.
Almost 20 years.
Yeah, it's like 2 decades. At least 2 decades. 17 years. 17? Is that right?
17 years.
No, you're better. Right. 19.
Okay.
19 years.
Oh, yeah, just shy of 2 decades.
Shut up. Anyway.
Still young.
So, I don't know that I've ever asked you this.
Nope.
What the fuck?
So.
I guess I'm wondering first. Why? And I guess what's the appeal here? Like, what does?
I don't think there ever was any appeal. Okay, huh? let's have my wife weigh in.
There's a reason she's here.
I have a thought on it. Knowing that this was when you guys were like 20 years old, and knowing how Hector you were when you were at that time. So my husband didn't really date, at all. Until after he graduated pharmacy school, because he just couldn't be bothered. However, he is a...
See, this is why we're friends.
He
can't be bothered. we don't know shit.
He is a straight, hot-blooded man that does enjoy women. So I think, you know, Hector, he would frequent strip clubs because he could see beautiful women without having to...
He could see naked women without having to
put any effort into it at all. And I'm assuming watching porn was probably sort of like that. Like, yeah, I'll watch some porn.
Okay.
Not even occurring to him that he was interrupting your sexy time.
Back with another one of them cock-blocking beats.
Yeah, this is...
because he's oblivious.
This is, I think, the third... cock blocking episode that has occurred, and that's not even counting the ones I just do it to myself.
That's just my
guess. I was
gonna
say it wasn't. No, they weren't on me.
Let's hear Hector. That's my guess. So Hector, what, why?
So we're going way back, and yeah, I wasn't prompted for this episode, so this is all kind of just coming back to me.
Yeah, I think I mentioned in a prior episode how I really had to dig for some of this stuff. And this is not something I've thought about in a very long time. Because otherwise, I probably would have gotten this answer from you at some point.
This is the type of thing that me and my friends would still be giving shit to each other about at this time.
You're all very
well,
dramatic.
Well, as you can understand, if you've listened to the prior episodes about Debbie, I don't really want to talk about. This is really like the one and only time that I'm... three and only times... Perhaps four. There's another story attached to this that I don't know if I'm going to talk about
today. And we're recording these out of order, so I'm not privy to these other stories.
Way to just dispel the magic of everything that we do.
Yeah. Leave nothing to the imagination.
The magic is I don't know what's happening, and I'm not going to just play dumb, and the audience just assumes, why the fuck doesn't she know what's happening? Because I don't know.
I'm not the audience. By the way, that's the voice that Amanda uses to impersonate me pretty much every single time.
Only when he's saying something stupid.
Impersonates me. Which is all the time.
You're skirting the issue.
I'm not skirting, but we got off on a tangent. So, yeah, back to what the fuck.
Yeah.
So, as I recall, because I'm digging back here now, mm-hmm. although, I don't know, I might have remembered the day after your birthday a little bit more clearly than this now.
You also were not a drinker at this time.
That's true.
You had no excuse.
I was completely sober, and so as I remember the situation, I received a phone call. This was before cell phones, or before any of us had cell phones. I don't think I did.
You did not. I think
it was before cell phones were prevalent the way they are now, for sure.
No, it was summer, so you were home from college.
Okay.
I called your parents' house.
So I pick up my Mickey Mouse telephone.
Correct.
Yep.
I would imagine. I assume you were in your...
Because that is the phone that was in my bedroom.
Right.
So
you could have picked up the kitchen phone, for all I know, but whatever. Your mom's sitting right there.
Yeah,
like,
that's a little bit more
weird.
What are you doing?
Are you going to watch porn with your friend?
Going to watch porn with my friend and Debbie. Yeah. So anyway...
You know, I think even she met Debbie once, and I bet she hated her too. But that's neither.
No, my mom liked everyone, including my exes. So
yeah,
but she didn't like your exes until after they were your exes.
That's
So you have to divorce
him. Then it's, oh, I miss her.
Yeah. So you have to divorce him for her to like you.
So it's been minutes since you've asked me the question, and we still haven't gotten to
it. I know.
But anyway, I pick up the phone. I remember you asking me, and yes, to be fair, I think you were kind of like, you know, you don't have to, you know, but if you want to come and – actually, no, you were going to come over to my place, right?
No.
Well, anyway.
Oh, maybe at some point later, but not for that.
So
that would be really weird.
So anyway, Debbie, hey. I'm pretty sure that Debbie took the phone, and she's the one that asked me. Yes.
All right, maybe that sounds right.
Yes. So this would be.
Ah, that explains a lot.
Yeah, this would be why I was more inclined to say, yeah, okay. But yeah, looking back, current me would not have played that out the same way that. Past me did, because I think, yeah, I probably would have given you a little bit more space. Like, yeah, that's weird. But, or maybe I'd just be like, let's see where this goes, because I like to make it weird. So I can't necessarily speak for, would I have changed the course of action? No, but
the intent might be different.
Yeah.
I will say this. Had you not come, you would not have changed the course of history.
Mm-hmm.
Would just be one less.
There's a hand up in the peanut gallery.
What, Nick?
I have a question. Obviously, it's been established that both of you are pretty oblivious to cues. What if...
Says the third guy who's oblivious to cues.
Just saying, what if maybe...
No, you can't watch porn with us.
Maybe Debbie was hinting at something much larger as
you know what?
Threesome.
That was where my brain
Neither of us probably would have picked up on that, and I don't
I'm going
think so,
to say this.
Looking back.
I know that Debbie had one before, and the thought did cross my mind.
That was exactly what I was thinking, when she suggested that you invite
which
a friend
Which is why
over.
I was like, fuck no.
The answer is, you respond, why don't you invite a friend over?
And if you listened to episode 5, you would know that even though we haven't recorded it yet, Amanda. Jesus. Oh, no, episode 3, maybe. No, 5.
See, you don't even know what episode
I do, too. How germophobia ruined Naked Time.
That story I know.
Yeah.
Is this the same girl?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
It's also Debbie, yes.
So, if you knowing that from that story, I talk about how her friends were gross.
Okay.
So, there.
Yeah.
Maybe some of her high school friends.
So let's
not her friends at that time.
Let's go back, because I was still answering the question, which was asked.
Oh, really?
What has it been, like 10 minutes now?
we have a lot of time.
All right. So, yeah, I'm pretty sure that Debbie took the phone from you and personally invited me to join you. And I actually don't even remember. Did we actually watch any porn?
We did.
Okay.
But I think
must not have been that good if you don't remember.
It wasn't.
Is there good porn?
Probably. better. It's got to be better than what I picked, because I told you there were no big tits in it.
Well, you were at Family Video, so.
Yeah, but Family Video had Battlestar Orgasmic. And we never saw it, but we saw it there.
Okay.
It did, saw
no,
the box.
No, yeah, no Edward Penis Hands, if I remember correctly. But
so
maybe
really,
that's only in short, Wisconsin.
Yeah, I don't know why I just accepted that invite. But I also don't remember what actually happened after that.
Nothing.
Okay. Well, obviously, since we're here now. But how did that even afternoon play out?
We literally just sat in silence.
Did I meet up with you guys?
You came to the apartment.
Okay, so I remember being outside that apartment. I don't ever remember being
the
in
only
that
time you were in.
What a great way for me to get introduced.
And if
to the
I
apartment.
If I remember correctly, we she and I were on the couch, and you just got there was this little table in what was essentially the dining room. It was all one room, but whatever.
Were there hors d'oeuvres?
No, there was just this
that he would have remembered.
Yeah. There was just a wooden table. And I think you were sitting all the way at that table, so you were like barely able to even see where you were.
And my eyesight was terrible at that point too.
I mean, I don't think you were really sitting anywhere near us. Like the whole thing, but it was the whole because.
So did you get there and like go like, Oh,
I feel like he did. I feel like you.
What was I wearing?
Probably a metal T-shirt and ripped shorts. Jeans. Or shorts, for the summer.
Maybe.
What kind of shorts? Were they Umbros?
Jesus Christ.
Because that's weird.
Look, you know I'm mostly concerned about me. I've gone on record. I'm talking about myself. So I can only tell you what was going through my head. Amazingly enough, I can't give you women I meet randomly their names. Because I never ask. I don't
can't
know their eye.
Real
I don't
names.
Know their eye color because
it's dark.
It just escapes me. And but I can tell you all about what goes into a yipurito.
That was delicious.
The only thing.
To be fair, yipuritos are better than some of the sex I've had in my life. So.
Would you have sex
not
with a
yipurito? With me.
No, that's weird.
But while eating one?
It would be very difficult.
Yeah, okay, yeah, while eating one.
Possibly.
Even with the garlic. Wait, could Hector eat one?
No.
He would not
like that.
Yeah, because you don't like the garlic.
No, because it comes out of his pores. It's disgusting.
As delicious as garlic is, it is not sexy to my wife.
Not even a little bit.
That's not why we had you on.
But we're missing the point here.
I mean, we're not. We've kind of hit the point.
Yeah, I really don't remember much past that phone conversation.
Because, like, literally, you came over, it was on.
Oh, it was, you guys were already watching and I
No,
just...
we waited for you.
Oh, thank you. You guys are
Thankfully,
so nice.
Because heaven forbid we just...
Were we watching your pick or hers?
That's a good question. I don't know. We didn't get to a second one, whatever, whoever it was.
Why
How
not?
Long, what were the feature
what do you
lengths
mean,
of
why,
these
oops,
films?
Jesus. I don't even know if we finished.
Do we remember the names? I don't. Do you remember the names of these picks?
Absolutely not. It was probably something I didn't want to pick.
Did you really want to pick anything?
Yeah, they must not have been fun ones like Edward Penis Hands or
right.
Debbie Does Dallas or whatever.
With Sicky Nicks?
Right. I have no idea. I really...
Fuck My Balls 3.
It was... I'm pretty sure I wouldn't have picked that one.
Not the third. You know it's never... The sequels are never as good as the original.
And besides, his balls are already clearly fucked.
Where Dark Helmet is just played by a large black man.
So,
someone needs to make that movie if they haven't.
So yeah, I really, really don't remember pretty much anything after
it's
that phone call.
This is kind of the point, because I had things gone differently, I definitely would have remembered. But I feel like I was probably just like outside of myself at
just
that
like,
point.
What like, is happening?
I just checked out entirely. Just I don't know. I didn't think you would remember.
I would have pulled him aside frantically and been like, I'm trying to have sex with this girl. Go away.
I may have, but probably not.
Make some
you know
shit
what?
Up and get the
I'm going to give you
here.
Enough credit to say that had I done that, you would have left.
Yeah. Just...
I totally would have. I wouldn't have been like, nah, I'm here. I'm not like that fucking
you
friend.
You invited me over.
Yeah. You invited me over. There are hors d'oeuvres.
Intrigued by the plot of the movie,
doesn't
know what
happens. Right? You totally sold me on
the plot of the
movie
that neither one of us could remember.
Yeah, or the title,
or
anything about this fucking movie.
I think I remember a beach.
Was it Leonardo DiCaprio's?
You were right the first time.
No, DiCaprio.
You know what? I think I do remember. Maybe we did. Well, I think we watched Deep Throat.
That was available?
The classic?
That's a famous one. You should remember that.
I know that I've seen it, so maybe
He was seething, and you were probably looking for Doritos, so...
Yeah,
the
you
only one that remembers is Debbie.
Frozen burritos?
I doubt it.
I'm sure Debbie remembers this vividly, because she's probably like, oh, there's this one time I had two dudes over and tried to fuck them, and nothing happened. Because we remember that shit.
Debbie... I'm trying to remember if this is before the shower incident.
While you're thinking about that, I think it's before.
So,
the shower, she realized maybe at the shower incident that she had to be, like, basically beat you over the head with it.
Didn't
work.
Yeah.
Let's talk about real quick, because Debbie was a large part of your life, right?
For a very brief amount of time.
Let's say that she was a very impactful part of your life.
I don't think there would be three episodes
here
today.
She was your first love, yeah?
Yeah. Like, and if I had to really think about it, I mean, probably the only real one.
Okay, so.
It basically destroyed me to the point where, like, I don't trust anything anymore.
Yeah. So this is why I'm bringing us back to this point.
Bringing it back.
Yeah. So she was, like I said, a very impactful part of your life. But unfortunately, that was a time of your life where I wasn't really around because I was away at school. So I was not part of that part of your life. Right. I barely knew Debbie.
Despite your fucking efforts.
Yes, despite my fucking efforts, the intrusion on... Let's watch some porn.
I was
trying to get to know you guys.
I have to admit that I am slightly relieved and slightly disappointed that this is not the moment where I find out the two of you have had a threesome at some point.
Well... I think I speak for you when I say this is probably that we're probably thankful that didn't happen.
I hope I'm speaking for you.
You don't know how close we'd be now.
Would have ended up great, like the end of Chasing Amy.
Yeah, we just see each other at comic conventions,
sort of wave and be like, "I knew that guy."
Yeah,
that definitely worked. I mean, in a real way, everything kind of worked out better.
Yeah.
Because in the moment, it's all very wild and unbridled and fun. But there's a real reality and an undercurrent that, like, it was a sort of Sid and Nancy situation too, because we would have destroyed each other.
That is exactly the type of woman that you were attracted to.
I know. We were very volatile. And you didn't really, at least up until that point, you didn't see that. Because I remember you saying I don't know if it was the same time, but I think you were, when you were over, we were just talking and I remembered you saying, like, you seem different around her. And that, like, and you made it sound like a good thing.
I did.
Whether you were just saying that to
make me feel
better, then, or I don't know. That's not really something you don't really...
Hector can't really be bothered to lie either, so...
No, I don't...
It takes too much work.
No, but at that point, so there's a strong divide in post first serious relationship me and pre serious relationship me.
Yeah.
Because
you suck now.
It depends on who you're asking.
From what I hear, because obviously I didn't know pre first relationship my husband, he's far more difficult now. Kelsey.
And that's also not a fake name.
It actually is a fake name because that wasn't her real name.
I wouldn't know because she never said a word to me.
So,
or
the
anyone
name she
else.
Went by, or have you just been lying to me about your first love?
That is the name that she went by. That's
okay.
Not her given name, though.
Well,
she adopted that name.
But you make it sound like
what a great
it was
name
a,
to pick.
Yeah, right.
It was a pseudonym or something.
Kind of. Well, it wasn't her legal name.
I want you to tell me. You don't tell me now. I don't want to hear. Don't tell me on mic. But I would like to know what her real name was, because what kind of shitty name did she have that she chose Kelsey?
Kelsandra.
He said off mic, Nick.
Did she want to sound? Did she want to sound more white?
I think she wanted to sound more androgynous. But that's a different story.
That's a.
So Kelsey? What? I guess Kelsey can be a guy's name.
Well, Kelsey Grammer, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if you can call him a guy.
I would have gone with, like, Lee or Pat.
James.
Very, very, yes. Very, but,
all right, so let's come
back.
Yeah,
that's not what we're...
Let's come back. All right. So I was saying that there's a difference between that relationship me and post relationship me. And so after my first serious relationship, and I was like a throw rug pretty much. I got walked all over. I was very idealistic. I'm like, I'm going to do whatever for this other person. And then I was like,
you're seething part of you, are you?
She's like, I totally missed out on this version.
God damn it. Where's the guy who caters to me?
No, to be fair, I am not attracted to pushovers, but the fact that he went the total opposite way, and then whether he wants to do something or not, just the first like 4 years we were together, me even suggesting it, no. Only because
I do what I want.
Someone else suggested it.
I do what I want.
She broke him. He went from being a doormat to I am literally not going to do anything that anyone else wants to do out of defiance.
I have reached my final form. Are you my true self?
You're woke.
I'm woke. I can't say I'm woke because that's not my term. So, but like I said, I feel like I am the person that I actually am. But the reason that I'm talking about this is because at that point, if I was encouraging to you, it either meant that I really believed that you were happy, or I was talking out of my ass because I hadn't been dragged through the mud myself.
A fair statement, because I mean, there were certainly moments where I think even if I wasn't, I certainly appeared happy.
Yeah.
I'm really thinking that
at that point, this was before I really started dating anyone. It was. At that point, mm-hmm. I think I was just happy for you. Like, legitimately actually happy for you because you had somebody that had given you some semblance of happiness. So I can imagine that I would have been supportive of this. But I think you know from later relationships, I would have been like, if I had any thought that it was bad news for you, I would have been like, cut that shit now. Because that's how I am with my friends now.
I feel like there is a point where that should have occurred to you.
If it was...
And it's not in this state.
If it was me before that relationship where I was awakened, I could see me not seeing what was actually there.
He was very naive.
You know,
back then.
Part of me wants to save this naive for another episode, but as I said, I kind of don't want to talk about this part, that part of my life ever again. So I'm going to go ahead and get it out there. So while as disappointing as that whole thing was, in a friendship way, you more than redeemed yourself quickly.
Thanks. I don't know what I did, but thanks.
It'd be tough to forget. Going to Wisconsin Dells.
Oh, I do remember that. Okay.
Okay. So.
So I was all about being supportive of you.
So, I had mentioned in another episode about, proposing to Debbie. How it happened was not the original plan. Because I'm insane. And I was at the height of my insanity at that point. And the thing I talked about in the other episode about like how they felt things kind of falling apart. So of course, no, this isn't falling apart. I'm gonna propose. That makes a whole lot more sense, right?
It's time for you to have
a strong finish. Yeah, at least you didn't like try to have a baby to fix your problems like a lot of people do.
No. Horrible. No, so she had, I had this plan, and, you know, it's just gonna kind of spring it and hope for the best. And if she would have said no, I would have been, like, horrified, but then, hopefully eventually gotten over it. hopefully. I never get over anything. Obviously not. 19 years later, still fucking talking about it on a fucking
podcast.
Let's
just call it 2 decades. Sounds more decadent.
More decadent.
I assure you, decadent's not the word. So we go to
the Wisconsin Dells.
No, that
You have a ring.
Hold on, there's exposition.
She went to Wisconsin Dells with her friends.
Oh. Did you stalk her?
Without telling me. No, I didn't know where she called. And
she
said,
hid from you and you decided to propose?
Hold the fuck
on. Let him finish.
This is not
the statement.
That is not how this worked.
Yeah.
I was pissed that she left because I would have liked to have gone. But I'm like, all right.
Everyone loves the Dells.
Yeah, but I didn't even know that she went. Like, she used to just go do shit. I don't even remember if she had my car at the time. She may have had my car key, so I couldn't even. But I don't,
we went in my car, so I'm pretty sure you did not have
your
car.
I was going to say, this relationship sounds amazing if she, like, just took your car and didn't tell you.
No, she didn't drive to the Dells, but she had the keys to my car.
Oh, okay.
And I didn't, I had a suspended license regardless.
No, so you couldn't drive it anyway, so.
Right. So, I'm like, I was furious for a while until I finally found out, okay, well, she's at the fucking Dells. Thanks. I was still kind of pissed, but at least not like, what the fuck?
How did you find out? Because this wasn't like, this was pre, like, Facebook, so it's not like she checked in.
We had
the Dells with her
no,
friends.
We had cell phones.
So she actually called you at some
yeah,
point.
Yeah, she called
okay.
me to tell me that her friends pissed her off and she wanted me to come get her.
Oh, one of those.
Yeah. And I'm like, I can't drive to Wisconsin. I can't drive anywhere.
Why not? Don't you love me? The look on his face right now is priceless.
Jesus Christ. Is this like, this was like the question for everything. If I ever wanted to not do something, oh, Trump card.
Well, women.
Not even a
women know how to play that card.
Clearly,
with guys like you.
Thanks. And that we just gave them a roadmap.
We all already know.
Thank you. I think I called you, and I was.
No, I just knew.
Yeah, I sent up a smoke signal, and you were like, "Oh, I sent out the Hector signal."
Hector was like, "Let's go to the Dells. Don't you love me?"
There's a huge H in the sky, in the night sky.
I don't like. I remember, like, I was pretty livid, and I was like, "But at the time, because I was like, I didn't know what to do, and I know I can't get there, and I cannot believe after that, and I know I probably guilted you similarly."
I don't know if you had to. Hector's nothing if not extremely loyal
to
his friends.
Here's how I'm thinking this went down. You're talking about Debbie is in the Dells, and I need to get her, and I don't know what to do. And then I'm just like, let's fucking go.
Let's go get her. Yeah.
That's the way that, I mean,
I don't
remember how it started. I remember that we went, but either way, I could imagine that
he didn't fucking make a peep. He didn't complain about anything. He was like, he didn't even, like, if I didn't want to talk about it, he wasn't asking me shit.
He knows all about that.
That's the thing with pushover Hector when it comes to relationships. After that first one completely disappeared and actually became the antithesis of. However, pushover Hector with his friends still exists. Any of you can ask him to do anything. It doesn't fucking matter how ridiculous or inconvenient it is. He won't ask any questions.
Where does this
do
rank?
It.
Hold on. It does matter because
It matters to him.
It matters to me. I ask
him to pick up butter on the way home, and it's like I've asked him to remove a testicle. Someone asks him to drive to the Dells, and he's like, okay.
Admittedly, at this point in my life, that might have turned out differently. But if a friend asks me to do something, and I think that it really means a lot to them, I'm going to do that shit, even if I don't necessarily agree with it.
Nor should you have.
Now, if I think that that is absolutely the wrong move for them, especially when it comes to a relationship at this point in my life, I'm going to be like, no, you're not doing that shit, and I'm not going to help you do it.
Yeah,
as a matter of fact, I'm going to do what I can to stop
you. I would have resented that version of you then. I would have thanked that version of you now.
Yes. It is 2 decades later.
Because we get to whatever the hotel is after how many hours is that?
It's got to be like 4 or 5.
And this is not, and we didn't head out at like 2 in the afternoon.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
We left at like 9 or 10
something
at
like
night. Because it was summer and dark.
Yep.
Well, not summer. It was like late summer.
Like me.
So it was like August or something like that. So still longer nights. But it was pitch black when we left.
Okay, so it's fairly late.
Yeah. So
was
get...
I living on my own at this point?
Or no,
was I...
you were home.
I had to
college.
Have been living. Okay, yeah, I was living with my parents. Okay.
At that moment.
So
I think that was
nothing better to do than go on a misadventure with Dave.
Yeah. And the trip itself is totally uneventful going there, except for...
We're driving to Wisconsin.
In the middle of the night. There's nothing to look at.
And that late at night, there's no place to stop either.
We stopped at one of those random oasis places and went to McDonald's, I think, on the way back.
Yep, I wouldn't do that now.
Well, you might to get a coffee.
But... So we get all the way there, and I run into the friends in the lobby.
Holy shit, I forgot all about that.
And, like, I tried, so you were in the car, you wouldn't get out.
That was where he drew the line. I will go to Wisconsin with you, I will not get out of the car.
No, it was probably good. I might have been emboldened to do something even dumber. I got backup. I will beat ass. And of course, fucking Nancy boy is there, who I didn't, you know, I think I just denied to myself about for a long time.
Oh, and her ex was there. That's awesome.
No, not ex, future.
Oh, future.
Yeah.
I thought he was her boyfriend when you were calling him Nancy boy.
No.
Okay.
I will still call him Nancy
boy. I got lost.
No matter what tense
we
are talking about, he is Nancy boy. Mm-hmm. Even to this day, I knew where he was. I would call him Nancy boy. Two of her female friends who were gross, were in
who
the,
never clean their showers.
Right. we're in the lobby, and they're like, "Oh yeah, we can't find her either." I'm like, because I'm feeling like, because I know she's kind of hiding from them, and it's like I can't be like,
"What are you guys doing here?"
Yeah, but. So I try calling her. She doesn't answer the phone. I've got the ring in my pocket. Because I'm thinking this is big hero moment, right?
Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm.
Even Nick is shaking his head, and Nick is a social retard himself.
Look, he's over here recording, so whatever.
Yeah, leave him alone. he'll have his time to shine. So I call Kate. I don't know what room. I'm assuming she's not in the room, right? Because
they would have probably been able to find her.
Right. You would assume.
She's under the bed. Nobody checked.
Right. So, I mean, I'm not nuts and thinking like, well, that's a bad idea. I'm like, I tried to have her paged. Nothing. It doesn't come out. I'm like, so I'm like, waiting. And I'm like, I don't fucking believe this. It came all the fucking way to the Wisconsin Dells. And she can't even be fucking bothered to answer her phone or whatever. And I'm flabbergasted. I don't know what the fuck.
Did you still propose after all of this?
I believe I did.
Oh, fucking God.
I believe I did.
No,
you don't remember.
No,
you blocked
no, meaning,
it from your memory?
No, meaning like, that's already on another episode. What this is the context that makes everything worse.
Oh, God. Okay.
Get all the way, like, so we go back totally empty-handed, 4 hours or whatever it was.
And each way.
So you never even talked to her?
Not there.
Oh, good Lord.
Not until the next day.
See, I'd like to think that I would have been like, fuck this bitch, I'm done. But 20-year-old me probably would have been like, what happened? Yeah. I'm so sorry. Because 20-year-old me was an idiot, because 20-year-olds are idiots, just
that
in
is
general.
Correct.
The next day, I
Wait,
think...
How old were we?
20.
Okay.
We established that at the beginning of the episode.
Okay.
That was a glass and a half of wine ago, honey.
Have another. You're off the hook now.
Yes.
So, like, you're actually not in the rest of this story.
Well, I'm going to go do some shots.
But you can also... But feel free to...
Chirag's not in the story either.
But feel free to chime in. So, yeah, either next day or soon after.
After I drove Dave back home.
I don't know exactly why we were where we were.
Which was where?
We were
another McDonald's Oasis.
No, no. We were, I don't know, like a mile and a half away from my house.
Okay.
And she called me and she's like, I don't know if she was giving me my car back or some shit. And she was getting all fucking nuts, like, why didn't you find me? Like, why weren't you somewhere I could find you? Why didn't you answer your phone? My phone was, I forgot where she said.
Well, Dave, you were supposed to get a hotel room and stay the night, or just wait outside her hotel room door until she came back. That's how you would have found her.
With the boombox, even.
I'm speaking crazy girl logic right now, but that's literally what she wanted you to do. I promise you.
Well, the world may never know.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope I don't ever, because honestly, like that should have been the final straw, right? Like I said,
I'd like to think, and again, me now, I didn't have some crazy traumatizing experience like my husband did, but just, you know, in the last 20 years of dating,
awakening.
I have learned things and I take way less shit than I used to, but I think 20-year-old me, if I was in love with this person, would have probably been like, but I love you! And wouldn't have just been like, fuck this bitch, I need to go live my life.
But yeah, I mean, we got into a huge fucking argument, as happened a lot, when it was, of course, my fault.
Well, it's always your
fault. And she had to take a cab all the way back, and I should pay her back for that, which I didn't. I was like, good, it's not my fault. I was like, you know what? I may be just trying to save face. I don't remember. I probably did, because I didn't.
In my version of the story, I didn't.
Like to believe I didn't too, but like this was kind of when I was reaching a full.
I have a feeling you paid for the cab.
A full like mental unraveling at this point. Like it's where specifics are starting to kind of bleed.
Yeah,
and I
get that.
You know, when everything sort of feels great, or like at least you delude yourself into thinking that they are. Those are the things I can go back and sort of.
You excuse
like,
a lot when you're in love with somebody,
right? And I probably did. And the rest happens as otherwise detailed. And again, not a proud moment, but it's a like a lot of this stuff, it's telling as to why I am how I am.
This was your awakening?
I mean, it's my stunting. You know? Like it's not wanting to really even be close to anyone anymore, like, or purposely picking out situations where things weren't going to work out, and just a purposeful sabotage, because to even get that deep into it again, and in a short amount of time, that was like 4 months, and
Hector's nodding emphatically,
and I lost my fucking mind. Like, in a way that I haven't since. Like you may think you've seen that. That was nothing. I was hanging off of cars. Just moving cars.
That had something to do with the relationship, or you're just weird?
No, that was
just it was
constant self-destruction. Like, short of, like, I did not do any drugs at that point.
Did you drink? You did drink back then. I've heard some of those stories.
I drink a lot.
Because you stopped drinking for quite some time. Because
I stopped drinking for health reasons. My father was an alcoholic and, you know, pretty much died from being an alcoholic.
Well, that's why.
And
Hector didn't drink for a long time. Not his father, but people in his family.
Right. So, and that doesn't really, like, you can choose to ultimately, you know, you don't have to turn out that same way. But in a very real way, like, kind of turned out the way that my parents did too. It was wild and fun, but ultimately they would have destroyed each other.
I think a lot of us, whether we want to or not, follow in the footsteps of our parents
So that's
or people that were big influences in our lives.
So that's the postscript.
Okay.
Is that, yeah, ultimately, I mean, she has her life now, and I'm sure she's happy and good for her. I'm not, but...
Are you Facebook friends with her by any chance? Because that would be amazing.
No.
Hector, are you Facebook friends with her? Nope. Is Chirag Facebook friends with her?
He was.
I established that I barely... Yeah, well, he's friends with everybody. But I established that I barely knew Debbie. So, yeah, I'm not Facebook friends with her. I doubt that she even remembers... She might not even remember
me. She knows another friend, a friend of mine better.
Well, she tried to have a three-way with you, so I'd say she remembers you a little
bit. You're extrapolating.
Yeah.
I'm using my lady brain to extrapolate what other ladies did.
I have no lady brain, and I figured that shit out.
Nick, no one asked you?
Hey, it's either she wanted to have a three-way or she was hoping to swap you two.
Ooh.
That you would leave and that she could just fuck your hot friend.
What a fucking stupid way that would go.
I'm going to say that that's not true because I really don't feel like I was really attractive at all at that point.
Was this why you looked like Harry Potter?
Is this why I looked like Harry Potter?
While.
Is this when you were overweight? I don't think that I ever looked like Harry Potter. And that probably... was around the time that I was my heaviest.
Okay.
I don't...
Chubby Hector.
I don't recall.
But that's neither here nor there.
Because that would have been the dumbest fucking plot ever.
Yes.
But, you know... could I put anything past her?
She was fairly manipulative.
At least not that version of her. So, at this point, I can't rule out anything.
I wouldn't put a bastard. Like I said, I've never met this person.
Hey, I already said I'm not the willing cuckold.
It sounds like she was fairly manipulative. So there is a possibility that if she had met Hector or seen pictures of Hector, that she would have used you to get him over there. If that's what she wanted.
Yeah, my yearbook pictures.
Now, you see, he was not who I had to worry about, ultimately, is what I learned.
Okay.
I would have cock-blocked myself back then.
You have cock-blocked yourself. You tried with me for like a month.
Do it again.
Luckily, I'm crazy in a different way.
So, Amanda, having now known me for as long as you have...
I've known you for, what, 12 years now?
Yeah.
2 weeks?
At least three days. Does this explain anything to you?
Does it explain anything? I mean, I can see how this, and especially the fact that it was your first love, would have an effect on you, but to... have one relationship adversely affect you to the point to where basic human interaction, especially romantic, is difficult for you?
It's just the first.
Taxing would be a good...
You're also talking to someone that my first real relationship was in high school and was abusive. And to say that hasn't had an effect on me. It definitely has had an effect on me, but I don't think that it ever made me incapable of, I don't know, connecting properly. I kept my optimism for a very long time and only kind of started to lose it when I met my husband.
Optimism?
Which was actually after...
This is what I've been dealt with.
Well, it was 10 years after the first abusive relationship, but he caught me on the heels of my second abusive relationship. So I was a hot, broken mess when he met me.
I mean,
but
it's easy for me to be like, oh, yeah, look, this is all what she did. I allowed all this.
You did. You.
I mean, I know that.
You allowed yourself to be a doormat, and you were young, and you were in love. And just like, to an extent, I allowed myself to be in these abusive relationships. I could have walked away. There were circumstances that made me not for a long time. But
as much as it's about her, it's definitely more about me and not trusting myself anymore. It's like not knowing or
but at the same
truly
time,
believing that I only... am interested in ruin.
Based on the only sort of relationship that I've seen you have with another woman who is very much sounding like this first one, you never actually dated, but destructive and manipulative and needy, and Hector hated her.
When I lived with you, you actually banned her from the house.
Yes, I remember that, and I was there one day when Hector very rarely gets angry. He's pretty mellow most of the time, but she infuriated him, and it was the way she treated you.
Mm. Yeah, like I said, if it's not in my friend's interest, I'm drawing the line.
But at the same time, now you've got people like Hector, who's not a dumb, optimistic idiot anymore. You've got people like me that, if there is someone that you like, you can just be like, hey, do you want to meet this person? And we'll tell you.
We got that recorded, right? She said, I'm not a dumb, optimistic idiot.
Cut that. Actually, can we cut out not?
Sure.
And then can we play that in the open?
For 5 minutes and loop.
Oh, okay.
But like, my point is, if you don't trust yourself due to past poor choices, you have something to fall back on, assuming you're willing to listen to what other people have to say.
Ah.
That's the tricky part.
Yeah, you
trust
know that. You know that's not true. You know I'm not. DTA.
Because as loyal as Hector is, you know that I will tell you exactly what I think.
Yeah.
Also out of loyalty.
Well, out of love. I'm not going to let someone self-destruct just because I don't want to hurt their feelings. That's stupid. Yeah. And not helpful.
Too. I'm going to destroy you if you destroy yourself.
I'm going to let you do what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's DPing yourself.
That's
what?
Well, that's
let's go back to the part where let's go back to the part where the two of you almost had a threesome.
When you say almost, I feel like this wasn't even close to what was happening.
It wasn't a consideration for either one of us.
Well, especially
was her consideration, both of us were just like, durr.
Well, yeah, she definitely picked the wrong people, because I know for a fact.
The two biggest morons you can find.
I know for a fact that Hector was a virgin at that time, and I have a strong suspicion that Dave was as well. So that's poor choosing on her part.
She just outed both of you on the podcast.
That's fine.
This was 20 years ago.
At age 20. Yeah, we were losers, I guess.
Well,
I can V-card our tech guy, too, because he told me, so.
This isn't about me.
Awesome.
Well.
Whatever, I was 18.
Another fun episode of the Unvarnished Truth and
this one was a little more serious than some of the past ones.
Yeah, because the subject is not something I can even comfortably make fun of. You know what I mean?
Fair enough.
Like, it's like, and I know we all.
Remember that time I was in a manipulative relationship and got destroyed? It's hilarious.
I mean, everybody can, I would like to think somebody, maybe not to the fucking weirdo extent that all this shit befell me, but, I mean, I can't be the only one.
You're definitely not the only one.
I think pretty much everyone that I know, well.
I mean, we've already established that Hector had his, quote, awakening, yeah, and that I've been in an abusive relationship.
A lot of guys that I know have had to go through that one relationship that really helped them discover who they are. And I say not, you know, the person that they're looking for, but really who they are. The relationship that causes them to have that introspection and be like, did I really want that? No. It's you actually find out what you're looking for, what makes you happy, what doesn't make you happy. And so yeah, I feel like a lot of people have to go through that. Either if you're lucky, maybe it's one, but a few relationships that are just like you finding out about yourself. And you may try to pin this on the other party, but really, just like you said, Dave, You allowed it to happen. Uh-huh. And that's every individual that has gone through any relationship.
So like this, I mean,
it takes two.
This being the third round of this, I mean, there's some things that happened during the course that I take complete ownership of.
Well, there's stories in here where you were just a dumbass, and then there's
no. I don't mean. I mean, as far as with just the
happened to
the Debbie trilogy.
Yeah.
Like there's stuff that is fault's not really the word, but how it happened is because of what I did or didn't do, and unfortunately, yeah, I let a lot of shit happen that shouldn't have, and just allowed myself to become consumed, and you know, I found my Nancy. I guess that's what I probably should have used as the pseudonym, but it's a little on the nose.
A little bit. Plus, Debbie Does Dalliance is just a fun title.
Yeah. Plus, you're both still alive, right?
Presumably.
Yeah. Apparently, we don't know where she is.
I can't speak for myself.
We could ask Shrug.
We can't anymore. He stopped. He unfriended her. Finally,
did he unfriend your ex?
Did you
Hector?
Ask him?
Actually, he may not have.
He was friends with Hector's ex too.
Two of them.
Yeah. Both of them.
I told him if anything ever happened to me that I was going to.
There's only two.
I was going to give him instructions if something were to ever happen to me on a letter to send her, and now I can't have that anymore. I can't have my hate mail.
I think the best thing is just not even have hate mail. Like, I wouldn't want to talk to my ex anymore.
No.
I want nothing to do with him.
No, I actually have our last correspondence, like, in email form. Mm. And
Did you know?
it was actually strangely through classmates.
Holy shit.
Wow.
Is that even still around?
I think it is, but like three people use it.
I think I might have been on that at one point. It was pre-Facebook.
Everybody was.
Yeah.
If you're our age, you were at some point.
Forgotten about it.
Yeah, because it's bullshit. Well, if you've had enough fun of my bullshit, there is only one episode left in the season. It's a fucking doozy as well. It'll be a lot lighter.
The final episode, we are making all attempts to do that as a live recording, aren't we?
Yeah, so next week you'll find out if that happened. or we'll probably post something about it before now.
I'm sure there will be. Check out the Facebook page. There will be information on the Facebook page.
Check out the wonderful artwork by engineer Nick Mataragas.
That's my name now, Engineer Nick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There are worse things you could be called.
You could be Mail Carrier Nick.
Or Dickface Nick.
I like that last one.
Dick Nick?
No, Nick Dickface
Nick. Nick Face. So yeah, so next season, if the next one's a live episode, we're not going to have any kind of afterword to kind of. So next season, we are going to be doing hopefully your stories. So you know, you don't have to share if you don't want to. Obviously, if you've got a story that you feel like needs to be told, you don't have to put your name on it. Put a fake name, like Debbie. It's fun.
Do you even have to have their name?
What do you mean? No.
That's what he just said.
The contributor.
No.
That's who I'm talking about.
Not the. Okay, so I thought you meant the parties that are involved. But
the
person that is actually contributing, do you need
the beauty
their
of
name?
The internet is you don't have to give your real name.
And if they don't give their real name, how is anyone going to know if they're the other real name?
But please, we have no way of verifying, but please only submit real stories.
Yeah. My BS detector is, well, shitty. So I'm going to, I'll have others read them ahead of time. Especially if you're a woman and you might show interest, I will just ignore it entirely.
True story.
Several of them. So yeah, feel free to send us any kind of you know, letter, attachment, whatever, to the Unfucking Relatable Facebook page. You can tweet us at UnrelatableCast. Check out our other shows on the DVMPE, this particular group of folks. We've done a lot of stuff together. Nothing quite so revealing. More fictional,
a lot of really real stuff here.
A lot of more, a lot more comfortable things. Yes, that's very true. So check out, the, second season of Surreal and the first. That's a good idea. Even though one doesn't really have anything to do with the other, so you don't have to listen in sequence. Well, episode one of season two would probably be a good place to start if you're going to do that. Also, the last days of Macho Man Will Shiflet, and all the many other shows on the DVMPE. Want to thank you guys, obviously, because, again, we may be doing this live, so we won't be having this little afterword. Want to thank you all for listening, for your support in many kind or unkind words. Until next time. I'm Dave Musto. This has been my life, and you are just laughing at it.
Memoriam Development.